The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Sometime after getting my first job at Walmart in 2008, I was looking for ways to make some extra money, so I started to list some things on Craigslist to sell. I listed my first generation iPhone for sale and received quite a bit of calls about it. One girl offered me a little more than I had asked and said she could meet me that same day to buy it. Being that I was looking to make some extra money, I agreed. We spoke on the phone and then agreed on a time and place to meet. Fast forward a few hours later, at about 7 p.m. when it was still daylight out, I went to the place she told me she wanted to meet at, and no one was in the parking lot. We agreed to meet at a public place with lots of people, and I honestly had no idea about the area where I was. I started to feel a little bit off about this transaction, and I was in a few cities over from where I lived. She called me after I had waited for about 25 minutes and told me that her car broke down a few blocks away, but she was still completely interested in buying my iPhone.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Warning. This product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Views is smooth, consistent, and intentionally simple. It's vapor done right. Because when you're free to focus on what really matters, everything just clicks. Find Views, that's V-U-S-E, Views, at your favorite convenience store.
Underage sale prohibited. Views is a vapor product. Website restricted to age 21 plus tobacco consumers. Copyright 2026 RJRVC.
I was a little skeptical, but because I was a woman meeting with another woman, I felt like I could trust her more. I asked her the directions and drove to meet her. By the time I made it to where she told me she was, it had gotten dark. Naturally, I felt weird about meeting her again, but I was desperate for the extra cash at this point. I sat there in my car with the windows rolled up, looking for a broken down car, and there was none in sight. I got scared and I was about to just leave, when up walked this tall, skinny, tanned girl and a short, stocky girl. She said, "Hey, are you Hannah?" And I said, "Yes, are you Bibi?" She introduced me to her friend Margot, who the phone was for apparently, and they asked if they could see it to tell if it was damaged or still working well. I gave her the phone and showed it to her and told her that it worked great and that I was only selling it because of an emergency and I needed money. All of a sudden, someone hit me in the face. I was disoriented for a moment and confused about what happened. Then I saw Bibi and Margot running away with my phone. I was at the highest level of anger possible, not necessarily because they stole the phone, but because she hit me. I'm a former kickboxer and a pretty built girl, and I was not going to let them get away with hitting me like that, so I ended up running after them and catching the thicker girl, Margot. I grabbed her with her hair and rammed her head into my knee and proceeded to beat her up a little bit. Bibi came back as I was on top of Margot trying to pull me off, but being that I was kickboxing heavily at this time, I was able to keep Margot beneath me by kicking her under her arms and ribs with my knees to keep her down. The other girl, Bibi, started throwing some punches at me trying to get me off of Margot. Margot's face was nearly unrecognizable when I was done with her. She had already dropped the phone, but I hit her maybe once more than I needed to because I was so angry that they had hit me. I finally got up off her, and they started to run off. I got my phone back, along with a headache from the punch. I called the police to report what happened, and found out that it was actually a rock that she hit me with. I don't even know which girl had hit me, But they had a big-sized rock that they hit me with. It was probably 5 or 10 pounds, and it was on the ground near my car, covered in my blood. I went to the emergency room to treat my wound, but I ended up being all right. I hope those girls remember the beatdown that one of them got and to stop doing crazy stuff like that on Craigslist. As a 19-year-old female, I was looking for a room to rent in the city I was moving to for college. It was about an hour away from my family. I wasn't having much luck, so my mom started to help me look for a place. She found an ad on Craigslist for a room for $300 in a house with everything included. The homeowner was a man, and he rented the additional rooms upstairs to other women while he lived in the finished basement. The ad stated that he rarely saw the other roommates because he had a kitchen and his own entrance downstairs. The ad also said he preferred women because he had issues with male roommates in the past, partying and causing damage. We decided to take a look because it was the cheapest we could find in the area. My mom and I went to the house to view it. It was a decent house in a decent neighborhood. The man opened the door and was very welcoming. He was middle-aged, and the kitchen and living room were furnished nicely and clean. My mom loves to talk to people and get to know them, so they engaged in conversation while I stood there quietly and observed the place. He then said that he would show me my room. We headed towards the staircase to go up, as I thought, since he said on the phone my room was upstairs with the other roommates. But instead, he opened another door and we followed. He took us down to the basement and opened a door to a very small room with no closet and no windows. He proceeded to say that this was my room and I would be sharing the bathroom in the hallway with him. Also, his bedroom did not have a door on it. I was definitely thinking absolutely this was weird, but my mom and him were so deep in the conversation I could not interject. He led us upstairs and showed us the other rooms which had the doors open and said they were all currently being rented by women. He then started telling us elaborate stories about the other women, not very nice stories describing drinking problems and crazy ex-boyfriends.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
My mom was listening intently, but I took the time to investigate further. I looked in all three rooms and bathrooms. There was furniture, but not a single item in there that looked like it belonged to a woman. No clothes or anything. All the doors to the bedrooms were open, had neatly made beds with dark wood bed frames, and had bare mirrors and nightstands. There were sliding mirror closets, and they were empty except for one had men's clothes hanging pushed against one corner. Nothing was on the nightstands other than a lamp, and nothing was on the bureaus. I went into the bathroom, and there was nothing on the vanity other than hand soap. I looked in the showers, but nothing other than bar soap. The bedroom on the left had an empty suitcase lying in the middle of the bed. He seemingly had no problem with me creeping around his supposed tenants' rooms without their permission. My mom stood there listening to him. I don't know if it was sheer distraction or if she didn't want to be rude by not listening, but either way, I don't recall her having a good look around those rooms. After seeing all this, I came back onto the landing and started slowly heading down the stairs. They were still talking and absent-mindedly followed me down to the living room. My mom had mentioned when we arrived that she and my dad were going on vacation the next week, but I couldn't go because I had to work. He brought up again that I should come by next week and have dinner with him and the roommates to see if we would all get along. I said sure, and then we left. As soon as we got in the car, I told my mom I would definitely not be living there. She was dumbfounded. I had to explain to her not only did he lie about the room I would be in, and I was not supposed to be in the basement with him and share a bathroom with him, but I also had to explain to her because she was so busy talking that she didn't notice how nobody else had lived there, at least no other women did. She still didn't get it and thought I was just being paranoid and thought he was nice, and it was a cheap deal. I had to explain to my stepdad and get him to tell her that by no means would I be living there or even going there for dinner. I tried to report the post, but by the time we got home that day, he removed it. I think he planned on doing something if I went to dinner that night. My instincts were telling me that it was most likely a human trafficking situation, as it seemed as he wanted to lure women into living there, especially with the mention of how the other tenants were female. However, based off the bedrooms and bathrooms that I saw, there was no way there were any other women living in that house. I hope that no other woman decided to live there, or even went there to look at him, or went to dinner with the man. So, my fiancé and I have been on the lookout for a kitten to accompany our 3-month-old kitten we already have. We searched and searched until one day he said to me we could look on Craigslist, so we did. We found the perfect one, but the only problem was that it was a 2-hour and 30-minute drive away from our home. I inquired about it at around 10:30 p.m., but almost immediately I got a response. The lady I texted with sounded very nice over text, and she asked to see where I lived so that she would feel settled about the kitten living with us. She also insisted on us going to their house. At the time, I thought nothing of it, so I sent them a video of our place for inspection, and we set up a time the next day to meet. The next day came, and I wasn't going to take my fiancé, but he insisted on coming with me because he wanted to be my protection just in case, since Craigslist can be sketchy. So we drove 2 hours and 30 minutes to get there. As we were on our way, I was texting with the girl about what time we would get there, and she responded, "Great, see you then." We arrived at the home, me in the driver's seat and my fiancé in the passenger seat with the window open. I texted the girl and got no response, and then I called and got no response. I ended up calling 5 times and texting in the course of an hour, and no response. I went up to the house and knocked on the door, still nothing. There was a car in the driveway, but no response from the number or the door. We got there at 6:30 p.m. and waited until almost 8 p.m. The neighbor came out asking what was wrong. I said I was there to inquire about a kitten on the Craigslist ad. She said, "No one has kittens in this home, though." I showed her the ad and she said, "Oh, I know them. They're very sketchy people. They don't own any cats. I just helped them move their furniture yesterday." On the ad for the kitten, it said they had gotten rid of their kittens since their new place didn't allow pets. But the neighbor said that wasn't the case, since they owned a dog and knew that all the townhouses or whatever they were living in allowed pets. I immediately found this creepy and didn't want to rule out that the neighbor was also in on something, since it was too creepy and I was feeling anxious. I thanked her and left along with my fiancé.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's #1 prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Literally immediately when we pulled out onto the street, I got a text from the girl saying, "I'm just now getting your messages. Something must be wrong with my phone. Did you still want the kitten or no?" I didn't answer, and we headed back home. The whole ride home, my fiancé and I were nervous that maybe we had been dragged out there while a robbery was in the works at our house. The way I got the text as soon as we left the street made me think that the neighbor was very possibly in on it, and even might be texting the person that we had been texting with. Thankfully, when we got home, our house was secure and everything was intact, which is something that we were worried about. What I don't understand is that they didn't get any money from me prior to the meeting, but they asked me to show up. Maybe they thought I would be alone and not with my fiancé. I had a bad feeling about it and what was going on in that neighborhood or what had been planned, and the whole reason for the posting on Craigslist. I found a room to rent on Craigslist once. This was around 15 years ago when it was still kind of safe and not what it is today. When I met the gentleman who owned the home, I made it very clear that I was just looking for a safe room to rent and that I was not interested in a relationship of any kind. I had also brought my mother with me for safety. I needed a place to find pretty quickly, so I moved in the next day. Everything seemed fine for the first week or so. It was clean and there were no other roommates, and we seemed to get along well. But then the man started to act kind of strangely. I also started to find weird things around the house that I hadn't noticed at first. He did have a seizure disorder, but this would only leave him temporarily unable to speak for about 10 seconds. He could still move around and operate a vehicle because the seizures weren't that bad. He just appeared dazed for a few moments. I chalked up the slightly erratic behavior to just a symptom of the seizures that he had. One day, he began telling me about the last girl who had lived there. He decided to tell me that he would pay her for a relationship, and then he would charge less for rent. I told him that I was very upset about this because I made it clear to him that I was not looking for any kind of relationship. I was very angry because he had sworn to me that he wasn't looking for anything like that either. For the next month or so, I would just try to avoid him as much as possible, and occasionally he would bring up weird little inappropriate things and then apologize. He did have a traumatic brain injury, which was also why he had the seizures. I still don't know to this day if he was just making all that up, or if that's really what was going on. But I didn't want to get really upset and start screaming at him if he literally didn't remember what he had just said. I would just once again reiterate that I would need to move out in a month if he kept bringing that up, since I was renting month to month. He then asked if I wanted to play with him to get half my rent discounted. I declined and reiterated that I was not interested. And then a day happened that I will never forget. I was smoking a cigarette in the backyard and then noticed that there was a tool shed that I had never really paid attention to before. Well, that day I was bored and decided to just look inside. I found some strange-looking tools, thought nothing of it, and then later found out that they were antique gynecological tools. Naturally, I thought this man was committing horrific crimes in his backyard, but when I spoke to him about it, he said that it was just a weird thing that he liked to collect. They actually were quite dusty and seemed to be in an undisturbed area. Then the next day, he had gone to work and left his bedroom door open when he normally left it shut. I happened to notice that there was a cage with a mannequin inside of it. He had all kinds of crazy tools, and even this weird thing that traps your arms in his room too. I actually began documenting things with my phone, taking pictures and sending them immediately to my mom and sister. I was starting to fear for my safety at this point. Again, since there were no bodies or anything like that, I figured it would be okay to spend the night there until my mom could get me the next day, as she had to drive down from out of state. When my roommate got home from work, he went to his bedroom for a moment and then came out and said that he saw I was taking pictures. Then he said, "I love the way you wash your hair and dry off in your bedroom. If you're a landlord, you can have cameras that are in common areas and are very visible," but apparently he had hidden cameras everywhere. He definitely had one in my bathroom and a few in my bedroom as well. I actually literally ran outside and called my mom. My mom said to hang up and call 911 right away, so that's what I did. Unfortunately, there was not much they could do. I believe that he removed the cameras as the police were on the way because they didn't find any cameras or footage. They said that yeah, the cage thing was weird and the tools were weird, but there was no evidence of crimes or anything. My friend, his girlfriend, and I were planning on moving in together during my junior year of college. We scoped out Craigslist for apartments and houses for rent in our area. We came across a really good deal on a house in a decent area in the city that we planned to move to. My friend sent an email asking for a showing, nothing too in-depth, just saying he was interested in the place and that he had two roommates who would be helping cover the expenses. He never mentioned our names or what we looked like, and his email address is pretty nondescript. It doesn't have his name or even his initials in it. Like I said, it sounded like a good deal, but it was almost too good to be true. There were pictures, but they only showed the outside, so maybe the inside was kind of a wreck or something. I didn't know. The post gave the exact address of the house, so he and his girlfriend decided to go check it out that same day. I had work that afternoon, but my friend and his girlfriend drove over there anyways. We assumed that this house was situated on a side street pretty close to the main road, but when they got to the address, they found out that it was set back down a long driveway, very private from being in the city. He said that the house was really nice in person, but it didn't look like anyone was living there. The pictures online had been taken in the winter with tons of snow, but it was summer when the Craigslist ad was posted. My friends started to look around. They saw no trash or recycling bins, the flower beds needed weeding, and the back deck hadn't been swept. It was clear that nobody had been living there. The blinds were down, but the slats were tilted up so they could see through the windows. No furniture or pictures on the wall. But he said from what he could see, the inside was nice too. That's when some red flags started to pop up. A small but still well-kept and updated house, set on at least a half acre of property in a crowded city where land is expensive, renting for less than $1,000 a month. We had our doubts, and we figured that we would just wait for an email back to see why the rent was so low, figuring maybe it was a typo or something. The day after they went to the house, my friend received a reply from the Craigslist poster, and it was totally a scam. The email went on to say that the person who had the house was moving out of the country with his family. But at the end of the email, he mentioned my friend, his girlfriend, and my name.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We had never given any of our names like I mentioned before, and we have no idea how we got them. The only explanation we could come up with was that somebody was hiding at the house the day they went there, eavesdropping on them and watching them. Neither of them noticed any cars or bikes in the driveway, and there wasn't a garage. Nothing ever came of it, and he never got another message from the person or people. But it just creeps me out to think that somebody set up the Craigslist ad, included an address, and then presumably lured them there waiting for them to drop by.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk. Breathe. Rechalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.